We've been walking through, taking a few minutes each service this year to walk through the Lord's Prayer. And this morning we're at the doxology of the Lord's Prayer, that little tag at the end. And some theologians will say, well, some of the earliest manuscripts don't have it, so we're not sure. But by the middle of the second century, the early church was praying this doxology regularly with the Lord's Prayer. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Can we say that together right now? For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. What a powerful declaration of who God is, that everything that's good belongs to Him. It's words that resonate with the prayer of King David at Solomon's coronation in 1 Chronicles. It says, "Praise be to you, Lord, the God of our father Israel, from everlasting to everlasting. Yours, Lord, is the greatness and the power and the glory and the majesty and the splendor. For everything in heaven and earth is yours. Yours, Lord, is the kingdom. You are exalted as head over all." And Jesus' words at the end of this prayer that he taught his disciples is takes all of that and condenses it into just a few words. Yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It's a desire that all that we pray, all that we ask, and the rest of the prayer and all of the petitions be rooted in the dominion, be rooted in God's glory. And ultimately, it's rooted in Him. Because ultimately, prayer is about acknowledging that God is God and we're not. He's the one who has the answers. He's the one who is the creator. He's the one who is the sustainer. He's the one who is Lord. He is the one who is worthy of all praise and all glory and all power and all majesty and all splendor. When I was at Regent College a number of years ago, one of my classmates in the THM program has now become a pastor in Vancouver and teaches part-time at Regent College. And I just found a couple of days ago that he's written a little book called 57 Words That Changed the World. And it's basically a reflection on the Lord's Prayer. And here's how he expresses the Lord's Prayer. He sort of rewrites it and condenses it and says, and puts it this way: "Our Father, very close at hand, on the throne of the universe, be hallowed your name on earth as it is in heaven. Come, your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Be done your will on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day all we need to be your people. Cancel our debts as we have canceled the debts of our debtors. And as you lead us to the test, don't let the test become a temptation, but rescue us from the twisting wiles of the evil one. He wants us to think that you're not as good as Jesus says you are. All this and more you can do, for yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. So be it. Amen." And so we want to, as we wrap up this series, we want to pray together the Lord's Prayer, and we'll pray it from the New Living Translation this morning. And let me encourage you, come out tonight, join us at 6:30 as we gather around the table of the Lord, and we spend time praying for one another, praying for our church family, praying for our city, praying for our world. There is so much to pray for, and when we pray together, there's a power of God that begins to flow. So let's read together as we pray together. Our Father in heaven, may your name be kept.